Shalom.
Hello. We are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 214, the article, The Difference Between the Work of the General Public and the Work of the Individual. You can find the article on our sites and in the Arbut system. You can send questions live through this site. Here in the study hall, anyone asking a question should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. So again, the writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 214, the difference between the work of the general public and the work of the individual. The difference between the work of the general public and the work of the individual. It is written in the Zohar, come and see. When a person is born, a force from above is not appointed over him until he is circumcised. Once he is circumcised, the spirit awakens upon him, meaning the light of nefesh from above. When he is rewarded with engaging in Torah, he is a complete man, whole in everything, for he has been rewarded with the light of chaya. But when a beast is born, as soon as it is born, the power it has in the end, it has when it is born. This is why it is written, when an ox or a sheep or a goat is born. We should understand the differentiation between beast and man and what it teaches us in the work. First, we must understand what is man in the work and what is beast in the work.
Adam, mahu?
What is man? Our sages said about what was said, in the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole of man. What is, for this is the whole of man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was not created but for this.
In other
words, the whole world was created for the fear of the Creator. This is the meaning of what He said, for this is the whole of man. It follows that man is one who has fear of the Creator. And one who does not have fear of the Creator is not called man. This also explains what they said. Thus would Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai say, that it was said, and you are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. You are men. You are called man. And the idol worshippers are not called man. We should also interpret that by man, he is referring to one who has fear of heaven. Although in terms of the judgment, he is not important. Rather, he is from an impure one. Although a person has only the degree of a beast, he is still defiled in the tent. Nonetheless, in the work, we learn within one man the discernments of Israel and the 70 nations, as the Zohar says, that every person is a small world. For this reason, with respect to practical mitzvot, commandments, called the revealed part, we learn everything separately, meaning a Gentile and Israel separately, meaning we learn everything in separate bodies. This is why the rule is that the graves of idol worshippers are not defiled in the tent. Since it is written about tum'ah, impurity, should a man die in a tent? This is why idol worshippers are not defiled in a tent. It therefore follows that one who has fear of the Creator is called man, and one who has no fear of the Creator is considered a beast and not a man. However, we should understand the measure of the fear of the Creator, since there are many discernments in this. The Zohar writes, fear is interpreted in three discernments, two of which do not contain a proper root, and one is the root of fear. There is a person who fears the Creator so that his sons will live and not die, or fears a bodily punishment, or a punishment to one's money. Hence, he always fears him. It follows that the fear he fears of the Creator is not placed as the root. For his own benefit is the root, and the fear is the result of it. And there is a person who fears the Creator because he fears the punishment of that world, the punishment and the punishment of hell. Those two kinds of fear, fear of punishment in this world and fear of punishment in the next world, are not the essence of fear and its roots. The fear that is the essence is that one should fear one's master because he is great and ruling. According to the words of the Zohar, the essence of the fear of the Creator is because the Creator is great and ruling. This is what compels us to observe His mitzvot, commandments, since this is regarded as working not in order to receive reward, meaning not for one's own sake. So he will receive some reward for his work. Rather, the work itself is the reward, because he feels it as a great privilege that he has, that he was given a thought and desire to serve the king. And regards the great gift he has been given from above as a fortune. It therefore follows that a man is one who walks on the path where all his actions will be with the aim for the Creator and not for his own sake. This is a great thing. But one who does not have the intention, but only the act, while this is a great thing, without the intention, it is regarded as a beast. As it is written, also a soul without knowledge is not good. Without knowledge means that knowledge means intention. As it is written, you grant man knowledge. This is perplexing, since the path of truth is to go above reason. So, why do we pray to be given reason? Bala Sulam said that knowledge of Kedusha, holiness, is called Dvekut, adhesion, equivalence of form. Accordingly, we should interpret without knowledge to mean a soul without dvekut, adhesion, but in a state of beast, not walking on the path of being rewarded through the power of Torah and mitzvot, to come to a state where he can aim in order to bestow. He is called a beast without knowledge, without equivalence of form. This means that in everything he does, he has no other intention but his own benefit. This is called a beast, and he is not regarded as you are called man and not idol worshippers. Now we will explain what we asked. What is the difference between the birth of a beast and the birth of a man imply to us. The Zohar brings evidence to its words that a newborn beast has the same strength in the end as it has when it is born. With the verse, an ox or a sheep or a goat that is born, that a day-old ox is called an ox, since it is not written a calf that is born. And concerning the work, this is what comes to teach us to know the order of development of man and beast.
First,
when speaking of the work, we must know what is birth. That is, according to the rule that we learn about differentiating beast from man, it all applies to the same body, because a person consists of 70 nations. He therefore consists of all that exists in the world, since according to what the Zohar says, man is a whole world. Therefore, we should know what is birth. It is known that when we speak of a person, we mainly speak of the mind and the heart. We attribute the thoughts to the mind, and we attribute the desires to the heart. Therefore, when he has in his mind and heart thoughts and desires that pertain to the beast, this is regarded as the birth of a beast. But if the mind and heart have thoughts and desires that pertain to man, this is regarded as the birth of a man. By this we discern between man and beast. However, externally, in corporeality, we see that there are big changes in a beast from the day it is born. After some time, it develops in length, width, and height. However, the main difference for which they said that there are no differences in a beast from the day it is born to the end, that it has the same strength, it refers to its internality. This comes to imply to us the order of the work, saying a beast that is born means that from this basis he begins to build the building in which he will dwell his entire life. Saying a beast that is born means that the basis with which he builds his work in Torah and Mitzvot is on the state of a beast, called action without intention. He wants to continue in this way his entire life, for he thinks that this is the true path, that it is enough for those who want to walk on the path of the Creator to give all their energy and strength to observing Torah and Mitzvot meticulously, and aim, while working, to observe the commandment of the Creator. And what else do I need? Primarily, a person who is born as a beast claims that he brings evidence to the correctness from the general public of Israel and how they behave, meaning on what foundation they rely. You will certainly see that they are going by the way of a beast. That is, if they observe Torah and Mitzvot and even take upon themselves some additional restrictions to the Mitzvot that they were given, then everyone feels whole and sees no flaw in themselves that should be corrected. As evidence, they bring the words of our sages, "Go see what the people do." That is, when in doubt, go see what the general public is doing. Indeed, he is correct. One who is born as a beast belongs to the general public and should do as a public does. This is as Maimonides writes in his interpretation to the words of our sages, one should always engage in Torah, even lolishma, not for her sake, since from lolishma he will come to Lishma for her sake. Therefore, when teaching children, women, and uneducated people, they are taught only to work out of fear and in order to receive reward, until they gain more knowledge and acquire much wisdom. They are taught that secret bit by bit and are accustomed to it, to this matter, with ease, until they attain him and serve him with love. Clearly, it is only that one who wishes to follow the general public produces for himself evidence from the general public. But this applies to one who is born as a beast, for whom the Zohar says that the power he will have in the end, he has on the day when he is born. This is why it is said, a day-old calf is called an ox. This means that until the end, he will not have more knowledge of Kedusha, holiness, than he had at birth, when he began to work as a beast. However, we should understand the words of Maimonides when he says, until they gain more knowledge and acquire much wisdom. The question is, how can we know that they have already gained more knowledge and have acquired more wisdom, much wisdom? Moreover, what is the measure of knowledge that is regarded as having acquired much knowledge? And also, what is the measure of much wisdom from which onward it is permitted to reveal to them the meaning of Lishma, called not in order to receive reward? According to the above, when a man is born means when thoughts and desires that a person should be a man come into his mind. A man means one who wants to walk on the path of fearing the Creator, meaning that all his actions will be for the Creator in order to bestow, and not for himself as a beast, who has no sensation of the other. Instead, he specifically wants to work in order to bestow, although he has not yet been rewarded with this. Being born means that he has begun to walk on the basis of man, meaning that he wants to build his work on the basis of fear of the Creator, called man. And a beginning is called birth. This is the time when a person comes and says that he wants to be a man, because now he is born with a discernment of man in his mind and heart. This is called until they gain more knowledge and acquire much wisdom, meaning until wisdom and knowledge are born in their hearts, that it is not worth living a life of a beast, called lolishma, not for her sake. As was written above, also a soul without knowledge is not good. as at that time it is permitted to reveal to him the matter of Lishma for her sake, called fearing the Creator, and not that he engages in Torah and Mitzvot because he fears for his own benefit. But before the discernment of man comes to him, he must not be told, as in the words of Maimonides. By this we will interpret what the Zohar tells us, that there is a difference between one who is born as a beast, where as soon as he is born, meaning in the beginning of his work, he immediately has the wholeness he will obtain afterwards, meaning the same mind he had received when he was born. This pertains to the foundation that he began to work as a beast, called self-benefit. And everything he will build afterwards will be on the basis of self-love. And he will acquire no additions. Externally, he will grow as beasts grow after they are born, in length, width, and height. But a beast does not grow internally. That is, in terms of its mind, there is no difference between the day it is born and after it has grown over several years, since the beast remains with the same mind. The same applies to a person whose foundation and basis of the work is that of a beast, which is Lo Lishma. Here too there is no difference in the internality, which is the mind. Although he certainly grows externally, meaning that over time he has acquired and collected much Torah and many mitzvot, internally he has remained on the same degree. And the mind, which is the interior, did not undergo any change at its end. This is why the Zohar says, a man who is born, no force from above is appointed over him until he is circumcised. Once he is circumcised, he receives the light of Nefesh, until he is rewarded with obtaining the light of Chaya, because he was rewarded with these four degrees that are from the worlds of Abia. It therefore follows that there is work that belongs to the general public, which is Lo Lishma, and is called a beast. We must not say that we should work Lishma, because such people will not understand anyway, since they were born as a beast, and they cannot understand otherwise. Therefore, they must be taught only Lo Lishma. According to the above, we can interpret what our sages said. Rabba said, one should always learn Torah where his heart desires. Rashi interpreted that where his heart desires means that his teacher should teach only the Masechet, the chapter in the Mishnah or Talmud, that he asks of him. For if he teaches him a different Masechet, it will not be, for his heart is with his desire. This is so because if he is born as a beast, meaning if the mind and heart understand that they must go according to the general public, based entirely on Lo Lishma, it is impossible to make him see that we should work in order to bestow. It is as Rashi interpreted, if he teaches him a different Masechet, it will not be, for his heart is with his desire. But for this reason, he will make up many excuses why he cannot be as a man called fearing the Creator, which is in order to bestow. It is as Maimonides wrote, one should not say, I am observing the mitzvot of the Torah in order to receive the blessings written in it, or in order to be rewarded with the life of the next world. Only uneducated people, women, and children serve the Creator in this manner, for they are taught to work out of fear until they gain more knowledge and serve him with love. We explained that the meaning of until they gain more knowledge is until he is born in the discernment of man, meaning until thoughts and desires that he should work the true work, meaning in order to bestow, come to his mind. It is as Maimonides writes that we must serve the Creator only in order to bestow upon the Creator. As he phrased it, he does the truth because it is the truth. For truth means lishma, and not for one's own sake. He says that this truth must not be revealed to the general public because they will not understand it, as Rashi interpreted. For his heart is with his desire. Hence, he cannot understand otherwise. However, when he is born as a man, when thoughts and desires of being a man appear in his mind and heart, when he understands he needs to walk on the path of truth, although he still cannot walk, since he was born just now, meaning that now he has begun this work, although he understands he must achieve it, meaning to do everything in order to bestow, though when he is born he is nothing, as the Zohar says, when a person is born, a force from above is not appointed over him until he is circumcised.
Perush.
This means that when he begins to walk on the line of bestowal, called giving birth, he always sees the opposite value. In other words, he sees that after all his exertion, he has made no progress. Rather, he always sees that he has regressed. This order, meaning the state of concealment that he feels, continues until he is rewarded with circumcising himself. Afterward, he goes forward until he obtains the 4 degrees called Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. This is the difference between the general public and the individual, such as the difference in corporeality between man and beast.
Questions? Yes, Ilan.
He writes here to serve him with love. What does it mean? To serve with love.
To serve with love. That's considered that you feel what the Creator needs, wants, aims for. sense for yourself.
How is it possible to develop this feeling if what exists is that his heart is with his desire? How can you get rid of your own desire?
That's considered that you need to make efforts until you reach a different nature. Yes, Dudi.
It's
unclear what's the state that makes a person or a beast be born.
The previous state is that he makes an effort. He studies, he's in the correct framework. He tries to reach a state that he wants to know what the Creator requires of him.
So the environment engenders
In the environment, he needs to gather forces that will help him understand who he is, who the Creator is, what relationship there is between them, what he needs to do in order to discover his true degree and to reach the degree of the Creator.
But the Creator is the one who determines his thoughts, his next stage.
Yes.
So what's the difference between what the Creator determines for him on his next degree, if he's a beast or a man, or the environment engenders a beast or a man out of him in the next state?
I don't exactly understand what you're asking, because only the Creator, he's the one that decides.
So what does the environment do here?
The environment gives a person an opportunity through it to reach the degree of the Creator.
My next state, if I'm a beast or a man, does the Creator determine it?
Let's say.
So what's the role of the environment in my next state?
It will help you reach it.
So where is my participation and what can I assist to engender a man and not a beast in the next moment?
When you annul yourself towards the Creator through participating with them, you reach a demand for the Creator to help you rise to his degree.
Also right, until he is rewarded with circumcising himself. From what does a person circumcise himself?
From the will to receive.
Thank you.
What?
More. It's really what everyone's demonstrating.
I wanted to ask, at what point do intentions begin? At what stage?
From
the first moment. The moment a person begins to ask, who am I? What am I? What am I for? What's with me?
Because he writes throughout the article that if there is only an action without an intention, it's called a beast. And what separates, what differentiates between them is the intentions that he begins to put on the actions. So how do you begin to develop this ability to put in an intention over an act?
If I don't clothe an intention on the act, the action, then the action comes naturally in order to receive. And if I want to build with this action special attitude towards the Creator, so I need to work. so that I'll have the right intention for the action for me, against what there was before, against my own natural desire.
The beast,
does it settle for the act? With this, it ends its work.
Yes.
So the transition from being a beast to beginning to be a man, on what does it depend? How do you begin to be a man?
From wanting to decide for themselves the adhesion in the ten and adhesion in the, to the Creator.
No.
So, from wanting to be in adhesion, in connection with the Ten, this thing begins to put intentions on your actions?
Well, that's already an intention. I want to be adhered to the Ten.
What I'm trying to ask is how to begin to work with this mechanism of intentions in reality. When you do something and you consciously put intentions over them and you don't just act, perform actions.
Well, if I, through these actions, want to reach a state that I'm not yet in, then my plan to reach a different state than I am in is called an intention.
Yes,
I understand the definition of intention. I'm just, what I'm not getting is, how are you meticulous in placing an intention over an action?
I think about the importance of the intention, that it needs to give my action essence, height, intensity, and that is why I begin to be immersed in the intention. That before I have the intention, I don't do any action. That it's clear to me what I'm doing it for.
So, how do you begin to work in this way? Because anything I do without the intention, I understand I'm a beast.
It depends on what framework you're speaking of.
Well,
in the framework of spiritual development.
Well, in the group.
Yes.
So
according to what we read, and according to what you said, anything you do that doesn't have an intention over it, you're a beast. So how do you begin? To live with a mechanism of intentions in life, in the life of the group, in the group? How do you always place intentions over the actions in the life of the group?
My attitude to the Ten needs to be constantly aimed towards the fact that I, in the Ten, are trying to raise my friends to the spiritual degree.
Oh, to the.
Thank you.
Rav,
how is a man born out of a beast?
Man is born from a beast only through the development of the intention in order to make, to give contentment to the Creator, to keep the desire of the Creator.
But how does it happen? It's a beast.
No, but he has records from the degree of man. These records begin to awaken in him. If not, there's nothing to do. He hasn't yet reached the beginning of his path.
What is that record? What does it mean?
That's called man or beast will be saved, salvated by the Creator. That the Creator, through the light that reforms, awakens a person, shines upon him, and a person begins to feel that he starts developing. That he has still a difference between what he thought a month ago and what he thinks now, with respect to himself, with respect to others, with respect to the Creator, to the path, to the study. He begins to understand what he was brought to the society for, what they are actually learning, and so on.
Ot, Ken Israel.
More.
Thank you, Rav. What's the right way to sort the intentions? Can I say that I want to reach bestowal upon the Creator? I want the friends to reach the Creator. I can say that I'm doing this for the Creator without any reward. How do you sort it correctly?
We learn that slowly, slowly we learn. A person himself needs to study.
I understand from the article that Rabash says that desires and thoughts that are born in us, if they are not lishma, they are beast. If they are lishma, it is a man. Maybe I'll repeat the question differently. How are we rewarded with the desires and thoughts that are born in us will be from those of a man?
It really depends on the root of the soul. It depends on the root of the soul. A person was born and he's already led corporeally from the same place where he needs to develop. Where he needs to develop spiritually.
Can we pray to the Creator that the results of our work will be the results of man?
For that we want to pray and do all kinds of actions, yes, to hope.
Another question on that topic. If we sometimes, man is born, sometimes beast is born, that's how we feel. Desires and thoughts that are for my own sake. What do you do with thoughts and beasts that are and desires that are from the beast? How do we deal with them?
Hold on, we have a person that still has thoughts of a beast.
Let's say there's a little bit of man in him and a little bit of the beast. He has different thoughts from this and from that.
If both, then he's given from above a certain illumination so that he'll be able to eventually identify which thoughts relate to the degree of Adam and which to the degree of the animal, the beast.
And what does he do with those that are born in him as a beast, with his thoughts and desires? What does he do with them?
According to the extent he uses his environment, then he sorts and corrects his attitude to thoughts.
What does it mean that he corrects his attitude towards the thoughts?
That he understands more and more to the extent that the thoughts that he goes through, that he has, they belong to the degree either of the animal or the speaker.
But beyond sorting thoughts and desires, what does he do with those thoughts of the beast?
In the thoughts of the beast, he does not want to live. And in the thought of Adam, of a speaker, he does want to live. And then he adheres to them and he becomes more distant from the concealed.
Thank you. I don't understand what is a man who grows. Adam Rishon was born circumcised, and we say that in his growth he grew 620 times. What grows in a person 620 times? Here he calls it Be'ezek Dusha. What does it mean?
Can you speak in our terms and what we read and not from what you remember from all kinds of places? Can you be together with us? Your questions are usually backwards.
He says in the article that a person is supposed to grow from the moment he is born until he ends his life in his adhesion with other men. My question is, in what does a person grow as man?
We're talking here about growth of a person. Right, so he needs to grow with his intention in order to bestow.
What does it mean to grow in the intention to bestow, which makes it be multiplied by 620 times?
I don't know, multiplied by 620 times.
He says that this growth happens in a place called internality. What is this thing called internality of a person?
I don't know. Yes, Eagle.
You said to David, sort the thoughts and desires. Sort them out. Those of a beast and those of a man. And he says here that he begins to feel importance in thoughts and desires of a man, that it's a direction he wants to reach, that he thinks it's worthwhile. So it's like a baby that's born. It understands that this is the direction, but it is still unable to walk, like a newborn baby. It can't walk. It only understands that this is the direction.
No.
So I want to know, so he understands that this is the direction to walk toward bestowal, but he still can't. So what does he do now? What's next?
So now he'll be given the opportunity to learn what it means in order to bestow.
What is his next step when he stands or when he takes the first step?
That he'll be given the actions that he can do with a force to bestow, and then he'll understand what he is lacking.
And who holds him from falling like you hold a child and help him walk?
Of course, the Creator.
Thank you. It is written, the Zohar says, a person who is born, a force from above is not appointed over him until he is circumcised. What's to be circumcised?
It's not talking about the degree of man born in this world, it's the degree of man. Until he's been circumcised, meaning until he rises above the desire of receive in order to receive.
Right. In our world, the circumcision is done on a baby, it has no choice in it. Here he says that he elevates himself. How does he know how to do this?
I know, but it's something different from what we see in this world.
But in spirituality, it's something that a person does himself, right?
Right, of course.
Again.
Yes.
Rav,
what does it mean to teach a person who comes to study the wisdom of Kabbalah in Lo Lishma? Is there such teaching?
Yes, in Olishma, for the time being, you learn all kinds of laws, the Torah, what it demands. Just like Bala Sulam writes about this world. Yes?
In other words, the wisdom of Kabbalah can turn to any person.
It can be connected to every man, every person, and every person can receive from it according to the development of their soul.
Okay, so basically the emphasis of teaching everyone is only on the reward, right? When teaching everyone is only on the reward. How do we do it in practice? When a person comes to study,
just like you have in front of you, a flock, say, of 1,000 heads, and you teach them. And slowly, slowly, by teaching them, they grow here and there. And then, according to the extent they grow, they understand more and more.
Last question in this. How does the teacher know how not to fail or not to push away? Because, like you said, a flock comes, a herd. Each one has his own desire. One person has a real desire to achieve Lishma, and another person has no inkling toward it. So how does the teacher direct it? Because he has a herd before him.
He divides to the herd what they need to receive. That's it. And all the rest comes from above.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav Ramash writes here until his teacher teaches him a different masech, a different portion of the Mishnah. What does it mean that his teacher will teach him a different portion?
To go according to what he received from his Rav, from his teacher. That's it.
Rabash makes it very, presents a very orderly procession of a person's development. He says, when a person is born, means that thoughts and desires come into his mind and heart, that he should be a man. And before that, he says, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom. He begins with women, children, etc. Until they gain knowledge and they have much wisdom, and then at some point suddenly man is born, when thoughts and desires come into his mind and heart of man. What is our part in this work? What does it mean to acquire much wisdom? What do we need to do in this?
We need to do everything Kabbalists write to us, that we need to start from the very first day where we entered such a society, and we need to act according to the conditions that have been placed in front of us if we want to advance in society. That's all. It's clear to us that if we come to study, then we want to reach the revelation of the Creator, adhesion in the Creator, each one according to how he can interpret it, to start with. That's our beginning.
Where is the connection between us in this work?
After a while, where we learn, we begin to hear and to learn, even to learn how to keep and act on some kind of coming closer to one another, which is coming closer corporeally and also coming closer spiritually. Like any group that studies together, they start feeling each other more, sensing each other, knowing why they're learning for. But unlike other forms of study, this study explains to us that we need, over the study, over even the years of study, we need to come closer to one another. We need to connect with one another to such an extent that it's a heart-to-heart connection in the hearts. And by that, we need to try and reach the state of being as one man in one heart. And it's explained to us along the way.
How does the effort to connect between us, to open our hearts, how does it summon, invite the birth of a man?
That's through the light that reforms. That's the whole difference in the study, that in our study we attract the upper light and it influences us. And it brings from us, it reveals in each and every one of us spiritual qualities that were dormant within us before, and now they are starting to be awakened. And each one begins to develop them. How do we know this? According to the darkness that we start seeing along the way.
Darkness in the ability to connect between us? No, the darkness begins when I suddenly feel like I don't know what I'm living for, what I'm doing, what I have in life. From here on begins the scrutiny within a person.
So this is already the birth of man, of a speaker?
No, this is not yet the birth. It's far from the birth. It is only a person being shown where he is. It's the first acquaintance with spirituality, with the upper light.
Then we say that from that he needs to continue and work on connection.
Out of this, he needs to work on connection, correct.
The question is, how does working on connection, how does that give birth to man?
Because through connection, he draws more and more reforming light, and that upper light opens him and reveals to him the upper system.
In the end of the article, he writes that while he starts going in the path of bestowal, then he always sees the opposite path, that he sees according to all of the effort that he gives, he's not advancing, he's always going back. This is already after he's born.
After he's born.
So what's the difference between this darkness that you described of starting the process to the darkness of being born, discovering that he's actually going backwards?
He begins to understand through his study that it's not as he thinks, that he's going backwards, but that it's actually moving forward.
And he says that what he feels continues until he has the ability to circumcise himself.
Yes.
Which means,
until he comes to such a connection with the upper light that it is called correction, circumcision.
And here he's really a person?
Well, yes. Okay. Yeah.
How
is the fear of the state of the Creator being governor of everything? How does that work?
This is already afterwards.
We sharpen the question. If the Creator is controlling everything, then we're cancelled.
No.
Well,
so if we're completely annulled, so how from that state does the fear come from that?
We have not reached it yet. Okay. Yes.
תודה. גם בעניין היראה הוא כותב שאם אתה לא
עושה את also in the matter of fear he says that if you don't do the work from the correct fear which is fear of the creator then you're going in a incorrect path you'll remain constantly as a beast.
Yes.
And then he says towards the end that being a beast is being in a state of lo lishma. So how does that fall into place? Because we know that from lo lishma, from not for the creator's sake, you reach the creator's sake.
There is lo lishma from which we don't reach lishma.
That's the question. How do we identify that you're in the correct lishma, that you're advancing in the path and that you're not in some kind of other place, that you're just, you're saying, I'm studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, I'm Nebaruch. It's possible that you're...
Perhaps.
So how do you scrutinize that you're on the correct path?
According to your relation to the
one of them is to be in the correct or that I attain from the society the importance of fear for the greatness of the creator.
It's not as in the beginning as we said now, but it develops afterwards.
Okay, thanks.
Ken.
רב, אני לא מבין איך זה אפשר שבן אדם יבצע ברית מילה.
How can a person circumcise himself?
איך זה אפשר שאדם?
כן.
How is it possible for a person to develop what?
Yes, how can a person circumcise himself?
זה נגד כל הגוף.
It's against the whole body.
להכניע לסירייה או קבוצה לבצע בסדר.
To let the group do it on me, that okay. But how? How can I do it upon myself?
מבקש מהבורא.
You ask the creator.
אם הסכין ביד שלי, ביד, הסכין, מה?
If the knife is in my hand, what? That's the light that reforms?
Yes.
And all I need is to understand that I need to let him do what he needs to do.
Yes.
Thank you.
הוא כותב כשיש לו במוח ובלב מחשבות ורצונות
and desires that relate him to a beast, and he is a beast. And he also writes that when a person is born, the force from thoughts and desires come to him that he needs to be a person, a speaker. So he puts the desires of the mind and heart together, and I feel that the more we advance, there is a gap between what is in the mind and the desire. And here it's felt that there is great work. There are many places in the article that there isn't a separation between mind and heart. Why is it that, like that?
A person has to scrutinize it. A person has to scrutinize it, and in the end he also needs to connect between them.
We spoke before about a gap that there is between the intention and the action. And the scrutiny was from the side that when a person can do actions, but he doesn't reach the correct intention. There is a gap. I'd like to ask, there are many states where a person feels that he has the intention, he has the passion, he has the desire, which is quite directed. And he isn't executing it, he isn't reaching a point that he can do the action. A few days ago, someone gave a great example of an artist who wants to create a sculpture and it doesn't come out like he planned. You also feel it when you ask a question. You have a yearning, a desire, a certain deficiency, and when you ask the question, it's only 10% of what you wanted to express. So my question is, how can we bring how do we bring the desire that it will come out similar in action?
It is done to us on purpose from above, so we will learn how to do it through the connection between us.
I know that there are friends who have a desire 1,000 kilograms and they're not even able to ask a question for 1 gram. Through connection, will they succeed in extracting this?
For sure. The connection begins on the corporeal level, and you can elevate it to spiritual levels.
Okay, thank you.
I'll give it in the back.
I want to verify the issue of the
I'd like to scrutinize the matter of intention throughout the day. Throughout the day, if I say the thought has to be how to advance the 10, the mind and heart are thinking how to advance the 10, how can I think about it? In that is the attention. Now, in parallel to that, there are actions that I do. So the actions I do with my hands and feet, my attention is still in the 10. And if that's considered that alongside that I can do the actions with the correct intention, is that considered like that?
If you act with the right intention, then you annul before the 10. And this is called being circumcised.
So the actions that we do throughout the day, many of them are actions which are necessary. So if I do them and my focus, my intention is on the 10, and in parallel I do these actions, so automatically is the intention closed on these actions?
The intention is never automatic. It is for you to do it by force.
So in parallel, every action that I do, I need to think how this action brings me closer to connection in the 10, and even if I'm not able to do it, I do the scrutiny and I'm not able to tie it because it's a necessary action, but still, just to say I have no choice, I do it. If there's a thought about the action, why am I doing it, that already creates the intention?
Yes. Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Хотел задать такой вопрос. Пишется, что трепет — это свойство человека. Там весь человек находится. Сейчас мы знаем,
says that fear is a quality of man, that in that is all of man.
Это любящий Творца. Я хотел спросить, почему...
It says that a person is similar to the Creator, his partner with him. I wanted to ask, why is it specifically in fear? And how is this equality that we want to become less equal to the Creator and love Him? Why do we need fear here? How to combine all of these together?
Fear is the inner anxiety in a person.
No.
It's when he, he's worried that he cannot do what he decided to do.
I just want to understand, is it in some initial state as some kind of means that is this already a more advanced state that he adheres to the Creator with?
Moscow 6.
Даров. Я вот до конца не могу понять, как может человек выйти в духовное, если все зависит от корня его души.
I don't understand how can a person come out to spirituality if it all depends on the root of his soul.
The root of his soul is only the beginning, and then comes the labor. And if a person labors correctly, he reaches the goal.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Do the scrutinies when we construct the Messach, do they help to shape the correct intent?
Are the scrutinies in the time of building the Messach helping with forming the correct intent?
Of course they are. Of course they are.
Woman Europe.
Good morning. The article says that to grow as to be a man, we have to grow and develop internally. And then it talks about different lights that we need to activate: nefesh, ruach, neshama. How would we know we are growing to activate? How would we know we are growing to activate all these lights?
We have to add more forces of our own and then see how much we are advancing. Everything is open before us.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Sheila.
Woman French.
Good. Women French.
Bonjour, Raf.
Bonjour.
On a parlé des femmes et des enfants à qui on apprend le lichement dans le test. Que sont
Hello, Rav. We spoke about women and children. What are women and children? And how can they reach wisdom?
They are
grown-up people who are in the group, but according to their development, they are called men or women or children. This is what they're called. It's degrees of development.
Turkey 3.
Turkey 3.
Morning, dear Rav. Daily Rav. Kişi nasıl alma arzusundan çıkıp nefes ışığını çektiğini hissiyatına geliyor. Orada tam olarak ne oluyor?
How can a person escape the will to receive and feel that he is attracting the light of nefes? What exactly needs to happen here?
It's not for now. I don't know. I don't know how to answer this. In brief. Women Turkey 8.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. How can we regulate our intention to balance mind and heart and become a human? Thank you.
לחבר אותם כמה שאפשר.
We need to connect them as much as possible.
שאלו יעזרו לאלו.
So that these will help those, that they will support one each other. Women Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar.
Selam.
Tuma hakkında şöyle yazılmıştır. Bir adam çadırda ölmelidir. Bu nedenle tupa...
It's written about impurity that those nations, the Akum, are not impurified in the tent. What does it mean to die in the tent? And what does it mean that he says that the Akum are not impure in the tent?
It means that the light that was in the vessel was inverted into darkness. This is why it's impurity. Women Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Рав. Возник такой вопрос сейчас в десятке. Что такое разум в человеке? Это свет?
Да, Адам.
A question from the 10. What is mind in a person? Is it the light that enters?
The mind in a person is a special force that belongs to the light. Yes. Women, Ukraine.
Подруга задает вопрос, как служить Творцу не из страха, а из любви.
How to turn to the Creator, not out of fear, but out of love.
That's according to the feeling in your heart. Also, the fear we feel in the heart, and also love we feel in the heart.
У нее еще есть вопрос. Трепет, он бывает разный?
Another question. Can fear be different?
Of course, yes. There are many types of anxiety or fear, spiritual fear.
Woman Latin 24.
Women Latin 24.
Buenas noches, querido Rab, y buenas noches, Cleolami. Pregunta la decena. ¿Cómo
se puede evening, Rab. Good evening, World Clear. Question from the 10. How can we come out of the degree of animate and reach the degree of speaker?
First of all, you have to come to the 10. Then you have to start trying to be connected in the 10. And then through the 10, raise questions and actions, and then understand what the 10 is. From that, we'll reach the feeling of spirituality.
New York 2.
New York 2.
זה קל להבין שבזמן החושך צריכים לעבוד על חיבור ולמשוך את האור. אבל כשאני ממש מרגיש חושך,
it's easy to understand that when I feel the darkness, it really numbs me, it paralyzes me. How to use the darkness even when it paralyzes me?
קח חברים ביד ותעשו.
Take the friends in your hand and do it.
לבד לא.
Not alone.
באר שבע.
באר שבע.
בוקר טוב, עשירייה עולמית. ברשותך, הרב.
Good morning, World 10. It says here that we've learned this article in September 19, 2016. I'm trying to connect the states, and I didn't feel that I'm a man. I didn't feel that I'm a beast. I enjoyed studying. And now it took me some time to feel that according to my intentions, I'm mostly a beast most of the time. Question is, how do I help my dear friends from the world Kli connect these times, hasten them, shorten them, so they would advance as the last generation? Study with that intention, and then you'll see as much as it brings you closer to the Creator, to the purpose of creation, to the group, to the friends, that it will all gather in one place.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Я извиняюсь, неправильно вопрос задал. Как можно помочь ближнему, если у каждого...
Sorry, I asked incorrectly. How can you help a friend if each one of the friends has his own root of the soul? We don't help each one's root of the soul. We help that final purpose that is common for everybody. That's why there we can actually be connected together.
Moscow 18, woman.
Moscow 18, women.
Dear
Rav, it's written, he who has spiritual fear before the Creator is called a man, and he who doesn't have fear belongs to the quality of beast. Who are idol worshippers according to this definition?
Идолопоклонники, которые поклоняются тому, что не является Творцом.
The idol worshippers are those who bow down to anything that isn't the Creator.
Has that to do with the spiritual fear?
No.
Thank you.
What are we doing next, Tolan?
We go to the next part.
Next part.
The explanation to the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And we'll sing a song.
When we're trapped inside ourselves and we're feeling lost and we just want to break free at any cost, we feel the yearning, our heart starts burning and we see above the desire, we walk through the fire, set us free. Let's raise a prayer. Open our hearts, open our hearts with no despair. Open our hearts and connect us into one. Now we're headed towards our goal. Burning and we see above the desire, we walk through the fire, set us free. Let's raise.